Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live, all the way live, as they say, from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number two of a three-hour show. This is a Trash Talking Tuesday, which means in about 35, 40 minutes, you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports, including the Odd Couple, should you be so led. So get your takes ready. Again, 30 to 40 seconds to do your thing. Rob, early on, the Pelicans hanging. More than hanging, they're leading the Lakers. I think it's 31-26. But obviously a ton of time to go. And Rob, years ago, it wouldn't have been over. It's very close. But years ago, this lead would have meant a lot more than it means right now. You see so many huge leads, you know, early just disappear with the three-point ball. So if you're a Pelicans fan, don't get too excited. But right now they look pretty good. Rob, all the NBA. So I told you this year, I'm a voter. And this year, man, you usually get about a week or two to pick your teams and do your voting.
Yeah, you said it's way quicker this year,
man,
right?
They sent out the ballots last night. Or should I say this morning? It was around 1 a.m. Obviously, I was asleep. It was around 1 a.m. But I knew the good thing is they alerted us last week that, hey, the ballots this year is going to be done differently because of the 65-game rule. We have to wait and see who's eligible for each award. So this year, you're only going to get, they said, like 17 to 24 hours to vote. And they said the ballots might even come around 1 a.m. So just be ready. And they did come around 1 a.m. I woke up this morning.
In your mailbox?
Yeah, it was an email.
In your email? Okay.
And I was expecting it, you know, one of these days, you know, yesterday, today, you know, tomorrow, whatever. And it came this morning at 1 a.m. And it was due at 6 p.m. Eastern, right?
Tonight?
Yeah. So I had basically picked my awards on Sunday, and so I was ready. But had they not given us that warning, which was appropriate and obviously the right thing to do, I probably would have waited, because usually we used to get, you know, you get your ballots and then you still have a week and a half, something like that.
Only thing I'm going to say here, here's my pushback. If these games don't matter, then why shouldn't you have more time until the playoffs actually start? Like, what they say, this is not the playoffs.
Well, it's not the playoffs or the regular season. I mean, these two.
Okay,
look, honestly, these two games shouldn't change your vote, to be honest. These little playing games.
Okay, so you should have more time to vote is what I'm saying.
No, but what they're – no, usually they send the ballots out a lot earlier.
No, I get
that part. Because
there
was no play – you know, you didn't have to play 65 games to be eligible. So they could send them out in early April. But now they had to wait until they found out who played all the – as you know, enough games. And then – but remember, Rob, they give out the awards during the playoffs. So the first award will be given out, I don't know, in a week and a half, 2 weeks. So that's why they're doing it. Now, I think, Robin, you've heard me say this before. What the NBA should do is have a show on TNT like they do for the All-Star game. You got Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and all those guys. And you announce the awards on TNT, the winners, and then you have the guys on remote for interviews. That would be great, and that would end any confusion about regular season award versus playoff award. But, you know what I mean?
Who's confused? With
of people are confused.
A regular season award, they think, but they give somebody an award, Chris, if you win the Finals MVP. So I don't understand how it's a regular season award.
Maybe it's emotional. I mean, logically, you should understand it, but maybe emotionally, look, when the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals are being played. And they announce the MVP. And in some cases, that MVP's been bounced in the first round. How many times do you hear people rip him? Oh, well, and whoever's balling in the playoffs, he should be the MVP. LeBron should be the MVP. Or, you know,
yeah, but that,
Jokic should be the MVP. But people aren't understanding. No, it's a regular season award. The votes were in before the playoffs even started. And I get it. You're right. Logically, people might understand it intellectually.
Right.
But in their hearts, they get confused. I mean, you know that. It's not – I'm not breaking news. I just think that, you know, that's. I think you'd end all of that if it was done before – you got a week before the playoffs begin. I think it would end all of that if they did it then.
I just think, okay, it's a regular season. I hear you. If you want to put on a TV show and be an executive producer, I'm not mad at you. But I don't know if that's going to change whether or not people get mad, even if you announce it then on the show, and then that guy's not in the playoffs or he gets knocked out in the first round. I don't know. I mean, I just think people are going to be...
Well, discussion is good, even if they're mad.
Yeah,
they're
and
happy,
I agree.
Whatever.
You should. You know what? And we talk about it all the time. The worst MVP should be... Where nobody has any the worst is that there's no debate or no conversation. It's great, even when Westbrook won, Chris. You know, like, hey, his team is sixth seed. Hey, you know, right. No one's ever done a triple double for the entire season. Like, that's a good debate, and then everybody can make their case. So the idea that you know people are gonna all be in agreement or whatever or like the idea, I just don't think that that's gonna happen anyway. There's always gonna be a couple people. I'm sure that some people think, hey, if Embiid wasn't hurt, Chris, he would have been the MVP this year. Obviously, he didn't play enough.
Well, he
was
at that point.
No, I know, but you know what I mean. But he didn't play enough, right?
All right, Rob G, we got Patrick Beverly. Rob had an interesting take about. The all-NBA teams. Here he is.
Well, it was a tweet, guys, and I don't know if this was aimed specifically at one particular player, because you know Pat Bev's known to troll, but he put this out from official account, quote, should you make an all-NBA team if you're in the play-in? And then he just added his podcast, so maybe that's something to discuss in an upcoming episode. But, guys, your thoughts on that question?
Well, first of all, I think the play-in and the playoffs are a lot different. Like, is he just talking about the 9 and 10 seeds, which would be Chicago and Atlanta in the East, Sacramento and Golden State in the West? Or is he actually talking about all 4 or all 8 teams total that are in the play-in? Because that includes 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds. I mean, so you're including teams that typically or historically would have made the playoffs. Bottom line, I think he's wrong. Or I don't know that he's even saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, bottom line, my answer, you should, even if you don't make the playoffs, you are eligible for all NBA. And depending on your season,
it's based
depending
on your
teammates. I mean, depending on how, I mean, yes, you should be eligible. Now, you may or may not make it. But I do take record into account. I'm looking at my All-NBA teams, Rob. I have one person from the play-in on the first two teams. There's three All-NBA teams. I'll read you my All-NBA team. First team, Luka, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum, and SGA. Second team, Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. AD is the one from the play-in team. Now, my third team has three guys from the play-in. Steph, Devin Booker, who's not in the play-in, Sabonis, who is in the play-in, and LeBron play-in, and Jaylen Brown. So, but the bottom line is, now look, LeBron, there was a case for him to make second team ahead of, like, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. But, Rob, I was like, I can't put two players, two Lakers on when they were the eighth seed and a couple days ago were the 10th seed. I can't have two Lakers on the first two teams because it's like, why are you the eighth seed if you got two second team All-NBA players? Right. So LeBron made third team. But, yeah, so, it is not – it's an art, Rob, quite frankly. It's not a science. It's how well you played individually, what your statistics look like, who are your teammates, your supporting cast, you know, all sorts of things that come into play. But, I definitely think you should be eligible if you're in the play-in. I mean, not just eligible, but actually considered seriously.
Again, it's just it's a tweet with no context. It doesn't really make sense. Because you could have had an outstanding season, and what does the play-in have to do with that? You know what I mean? It's an individual thing anyway, Chris. There have been great players who played on bad teams. Maybe you're on a bad team. You know why? Because your second star got hurt.
Right.
Right? And you played your butt off. The record wasn't good, Chris, but you picked up the slack. You know what I mean? Like there's all kinds of stuff. So why would that be a negative? I don't even understand why that would be a negative.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad you said that because when I voted for my defensive player of the year, I didn't let his team's sorry record.
Except for Wimby. In that case, that would be different.
And that's next. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, just one connection can give you endless job opportunities. And that connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Do not go at it alone. That can be tough. Instead, visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. With the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, we want to thank Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's NFL Draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. The insider Jay Glazer, the former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That, of course, is next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio. And it's all presented by Express Pros. We got Olden Polonese, former NBA veteran and friend of the show, joining us in about 10 minutes. But first, Rob, yeah. I went ahead and did what so many were afraid to do, which is vote Victor Wembanyama my defensive player of the year. And Rob, I mean, I get it that his team was bad, okay? Most rookies' teams are bad, or a lot of them. But I am not going to deny him what I think he clearly deserved, which was defensive player of the year, because the team, his rookie year, was bad. Here's one of the things, Rob. When Wembanyama was off the court, the Spurs defense was one of the worst in the league. Bottom 10. When he was on the court, their defense was darn near top 5 in the league. It was a 6-point improvement in their defensive rating. For comparison's sake, Rudy Gobert, who I had second, he's a 3-time defensive player of the year, probably will win, so soon to be 4. And Anthony Davis, who I had third on my ballot. When Gobert is on the court defensively, there is a 0.7 point change in their defense. When Anthony Davis is on the court, there's a 0.3 point change. So Wimby is making a huge difference. Rob, he had eight games in which he blocked 7 or more shots this year. The rest of the top 5 shot blockers in the league, Brooke Lopez, Chet Holmgren, Anthony Davis, Walker Kessler, they didn't even have that many 7 block games. And not only did he lead the league in blocks, but he also was able to defend out on the perimeter, which is something Anthony Davis and, to an even far worse extent, Rudy Gobert cannot do. And so I think he deserved it. And I have no problems voting for him.
I have a problem, Chris Broussard, because ratings-wise, Gobert had a better rating. And you could go ahead and talk about the difference between the 9-foot-tall Wemby being on the court and whether or not he changes everything in his block shots. But here's why I disqualify him. And it's not just the record, because I get it. No one was expecting them to make the playoffs or anything. But if he was really a defensive force, how in the world did the Spurs lose 18 games in a row? 18 games, Chris, if you told me that he affected the game somehow and they won a couple of games that they shouldn't have won because he played this outstanding defense. How in the world could a player on a team that lost 18 games in a row with the defensive player of the year on it, how did they lose 18 games in a row? There's no way he could get my vote on that team. I'm sorry. And he didn't play one meaningful game other than his debut when their record was 0-0. That was the only game that mattered to the Spurs. But other than that, he was just out there playing. Let me go cheat here. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter if we win any games because it's not about that.
Did you watch him? Was he cheating?
Yeah, I watched him. I'm
he
just saying.
He wasn't cheating.
I'm giving
he
you
was playing legitimate
18
basketball.
18 games in a row.
He wasn't out there just floating around. I'll explain to you. It's not just defense. You got to score, too. I don't care who the best defender ever. You got to score. I don't care how. You're not shutting anybody out. This isn't baseball.
You can pitch a shutout. Why not?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's not baseball. You have to score points. That was earlier in the season. Obviously, he's still getting his feet wet, but still, 18 losses, 18 losses. But I'm talking about him. This is a team sport, and watching him defensively wreak havoc on the perimeter with his long arms and ability to slide and guard on the perimeter, block shots or make dudes not even take shots. Rob, when he was on the court,
sure didn't stop them from winning those teams. But
when
he was stopping people from taking
shots,
but they still won. The other team,
they did. When he was on the court, the Spurs he blocked 10% of the opponent's shots. 10%, and he played over 2,000 minutes. My point is, if you don't play a lot, you might be able to do that because obviously. You know, the more you play, the less likely you are to block 10% of the shots. He's the second player since 1986 to do that. The first, Manute Bol. So I'm just saying, this dude did historical stuff. He had the highest combination of blocks and steals, the second highest of the century. Behind Ben Wallace, who was a four-time defensive player of the year.
I bet you Manute Bol's team didn't lose 18 in a row.
Actually, they probably did.
Without even looking it up. I guarantee you they ain't lose no 18 in a row.
So what if it had been 10 in a row, but the record was the same? That would have been better?
Yeah, 18 in a row is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It means he didn't have an impact on winning.
The record is the record.
He had no impact on winning. He didn't.
Yeah, all right. He clearly had an impact. First of all, the award is not who had the most impact on winning.
No, but my point is his defense wasn't that good.
What do you expect him to do? Hold a team to 50 points? His defense wasn't that good.
No,
you
not
did not watch the game.
Not enough. Not
you
enough.
Did not watch
not
the
enough
game.
For not enough for him
to
lose.
For you to say
not,
that.
Not enough for him to lose 18 games in
now.
A row.
You better
That's
clean
what
it
I'm
up.
Talking about. 18 in a row.
That sounds ridiculous. If you can sit here on
Act
national
like 18
radio
losses in a row doesn't
say,
matter.
Victor what? Wimbanyama's defense
Chris,
wasn't. Hold on, let me fit.
Go ahead.
One of us got to talk. If you can sit here on national radio and say Victor Wimbanyama's defense wasn't good, you clearly didn't watch any games.
I said wasn't good to stop them from losing 18 in a row. And that is my point. Chris, that tells you about your vote that you didn't look into the whole thing about.
I did look into
it. No, I'm asking you about the 18 in a row didn't bother you at all.
No.
I'm asking you. Okay.
Because it's more than defense. If it was 3-on-3 like they used to play, the girls used to play in Iowa when I lived there, and one side only played defense, maybe it'd be different. Heck, he could have blocked 20 shots, held the team to 30% shooting, and you still could lose. You have to score.
So you're an analytics guy now. Winning doesn't matter.
No, it's not about analytics. I gave traditional numbers too. The shot blocking, three and a half blocks a game. Blocking 10% of the shot. Now, that's an analytic, but it's a based off a traditional
stat.
I'm
just asking. You're just changing on me. That gray hair.
No, I take analytics into consideration, but seeing that he blocked more shots, like I said, more seven block games than the rest of the top five shot blockers in the league combined, that's not analytics. That's a traditional stat. The dude was awesome. You watch a game and see.
Guess what? And guess what? Your vote goes for naught because everybody knows Mary.
But I don't vote.
Mary, you know what?
I don't vote.
It's not Wimby. Everyone knows it's not Wimby.
See, that's the difference. You vote. You must follow the crowd. Because I vote who I think deserves it. I don't vote who everybody else going to vote for. I mean, I may if I feel like it deserves it. But I don't say, you know what? Jokic is going to win MVP. Let me just vote for him.
No, it's fine.
I actually vote for who I think is going to win.
I got you.
Or who I think should win. All right, Old Polynes around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All the way live from the TireRack.com studios. Our man, Old Polynes, former NBA vet, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you,
man? We are good.
I am awesome. I'm on this side of the dirt. I'm happy.
Are you enjoying the play-in? Look, I think Adam Silver hit a home run with the play-in. I think it's added excitement, the one and done, a little bit of March Madness. What do you think?
I do. I love it. And, you know, there's been some people that were, you know, they were doing the blowback, but now that's – seems to be like the only way they can make the playoffs or have a chance is through the play-in.
So what are the 82 games for, Olden? What is that for? Is there any reason to care about that if 20 of the 30 teams make the playoffs? What's the point? Just put everybody in.
The 82
put everybody in.
You're going to be one of the teams that don't have to be in the play-in. You know, so that's the thing. I mean, you still got to play the seasons so they can make their money. But the play-in, they're making more money. But I think
so why not put everybody in, though?
A little bit more. What's that?
Why not put everybody in? 20 of the 30 make it. Why not just put all 30 in and just have a playoff?
Suspense.
Then that's what they call March Madness.
Yeah, so what? Do March Madness until you get to the top six.
Hey, man, that's above my pay grade.
Okay.
So Rob's trying
know.
To
I
be
mean,
difficult.
I was trying to answer the question. I like to play it for what it is.
I'm with you. The Lakers.
You know we could, by the way, you know we could do this all day, right, with them to anything.
Yes. Yes, we do. The Lakers running away right now, 14-point lead late in the first half at New Orleans. How much of a chance should they advance do you give them against Denver?
Not much. I would say maybe 20%. You know, I don't want to go all the way down to like zero because they still, you know, as long as they have LeBron, Anthony Davis, those guys. But, yeah, winning this game is not beneficial to the Lakers in my personal opinion because they've not beaten Denver four games in Denver. Basically, that's how I look at it.
But you got no choice, right? You go out. You ain't.
Yeah, you have
you got. You
got
to play, right? Older than me.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. All right. Who are you excited about in the play-in in the East? Tell me about those matchups. What are you excited about it?
I really like the Philadelphia-Miami matchup only because I think Embiid coming back adds some excitement to their team. You know, when he got back towards the end of the season, you could see they got their swagger back a little bit because they had their big man. And the rest of the guys have been playing without him, so that's a boost of confidence for them. So I'd like them as my dark horse right now to come out the East. You know, I really do. For some strange reason, I just see Philadelphia, like, just doing some things.
Really? Well, this is because, I think with Embiid, who we know has not played as well in the playoffs as he has in the regular season, we're going to find out whether there is some mental block there, some nerves that he hasn't performed the same in the playoffs, or has it been he's kind of worn down physically by the time the playoffs get there. I think we're going to find the answer this year. I mean, assuming he's healthy, I know he was banged up a little bit last week. But don't you agree, like, we're going to find out if this could be a blessing in disguise for them.
I know, because, that's what I'm saying. Because to your point about it, you know, him breaking down physically, he's had a good 2.5 months off. So
right,
that can't be the excuse. So I remember he did tweak his ankle or his knee, something, and he went out and then came back in, and he ran onto the court, so he was fine. So he's had a lot of rest. So if anything fails, it's going to be a mental thing with him.
How about the Warriors and their team? Where are they? Can they somehow put it together, get one more last hurrah, or is this just like they are what we've seen, which is they can be great on some nights when they're making threes and other nights they're not that good?
Well, that's the thing. They can be great on some nights, and you better hope you don't catch them on a great night. And so, to me, they still, you know, a very good team. I mean, Draymond just has to keep his emotions in check a little bit. You know, they can't afford to have him getting technical fouls or getting thrown out of the game. Okay? So that's number one. And two, they got to make shots. That's what they are known for. The Warriors are synonymous with three-point shooting. You know, being one of the smallest teams, but yet they're probably the best rebounding team in the NBA. And so, to me, they get the job done. They just have to stop turning the damn ball over.
Right, right. And one and done, who knows? If they get cold or they get hot, anything can happen.
Exactly.
Last thing,
but
before
again, that's the beauty of the play-in.
I agree. I'm with you on that. Last thing before you go, Victor Wembanyama, I had him as my defensive player of the year. Who's yours?
Oh, man, 3.6 blocks per game? That's not bad for a rookie. I'm being sarcastic right now. That's amazing. I was one of the people. Hey, I'm man enough to say, you know what? I'm a little impressed because I was one of the people saying, hey, I've seen this movie before. But he was something special this year. So if it's not him, then Gobert's been manning that defensive side of the ball for the Minnesota Timberwolves as well. So let's not forget him.
What is Wemby's ceiling in your view?
It's up to him. I mean, he could be the thing. I'm going to answer it this way. His ceiling is that by the time he gets done playing basketball, he'll probably be running point guard.
I mean, he actually did some of that this year, you know.
But I'm saying he'll probably be running point guard on a team with a bunch of 7-footers along with him.
Oh, you think that's the way the league is going?
Yes.
What is this, land of the Giants? What are we doing here?
Okay, I'm just telling you, man. Listen.
You wish you played in this era, don't you? Could have been dropping J's, threes.
The kind of money they're paying right now, I keep my mouth shut and just get paid.
All right, that is our man, Olden Polity.
Thanks, Olden.
Good stuff as always, brother.
All right.
Enjoy the games. All right, it's your time to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday is now. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone, anything. In the world of sports, you have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it, of course, is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off this Trash Talking Tuesday. Let's kick it off with Gary in Houston. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Cam Newton for saying Cousins would have been paid more if he had his resume. Bro, if Cousins had your resume, he'd be out the damn league like you. Let it go. You're never getting back in the league because nobody wants a QB who can't throw and dress like a Harry Potter character. Also, RIP OJ, I'm glad he can rest knowing his wife's killer is dead.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
All right. Very nice. Thank you, Gary, very much. Larissa in Washington. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Larissa?
First time, long time. I'm trashing Scott Service with the Seattle Mariners. How are you going to give my boy Julio Rodriguez a mental health day, and then you put him in the ninth inning with two outs, and he gets picked off? Oh, my. I'm about to lose my mind with the Mariners. We need new owners. We need new management. We just need a break. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Very nice.
Excitement. Yeah.
Larissa, she had it down, Chris. Scott Service. She worked him over like a burger and fries on that one. Wow. Nice job, Larissa. Jax in Kansas City, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Jax?
Man, I hate to do it, but I got to trash my own hometown Chiefs and Royals for the absolutely arrogant, disrespectful campaign they ran to try to get us to put up $2 billion as voters in this county for them to have a new stadium. So until y'all come back to us with a real plan that has actual numbers and a real location chosen, I don't want to hear nothing about what we didn't do and why y'all might have to leave. After as much bad baseball as we lived through with this team, the fact that they won a World Series a couple years ago, great. We went 50 years without a Super Bowl, man. We finally got us some wins in. That's beautiful. But don't be disrespectful and arrogant when you're coming to us asking us to put up for your facility. Hey, man, I appreciate it, bro. I'm out.
I can't be mad at him.
I'm not mad at him either. Like, they want, Chris, $2 billion. People are overtaxed already. They don't want to do it.
Yep.
Who am I to say? Right.
Darn sure.
And all they do, like all these leagues, is brag about how much money they make, Chris.
Yeah.
All they do.
Because they make the greed is incredible, right?
It is incredible. It's incredible. All of them are greedy. Yep. Mike in California, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mike?
Oh, my God, man. I got to trash Bronny James, brother. Bronny James, hey, do yourself a favor, my man. Stay in college. What did you average? 2 points a game this year? How many points you think you're going to average in the NBA? How about a big fat zero? Because you won't even get in the game, Bronny James. You'll be sitting on the bench. Don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass your father. Stay in college, my man, because I'm pretty sure, Chris, that nobody will draft Bronny James, not even the Lakers. So do yourself, Bronny James, brother, and find you a college to go to and practice on how to shoot and practice on your skills, and then maybe one day you might be in the NBA like your father. And I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Mike. How about Kevin in Culver City? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Kevy Kev?
God is good. I got to get into this, man. There's a beef going on in hip-hop with Drake and King Kendrick, K-Dot. Yo, Drake, Drizzy,
Yeah, I'm a fan of you, but don't go at Kendrick's wife. Leave Kendrick's wife, Whitney, out of your mouth, man, in the beef. Another thing, too, you don't get more love than K-Dot in L.A. Kendrick Lamar has a mural in Staples Center right next to Kobe Bryant. He was mentored and raised by Kobe Bryant, the Mamba. You can see the interviews together. And Kobe talks about taking out his number one top competitors. That's what Kendrick is doing. He's a Laker. He's going for the top dogs. Another thing, too, Kendrick could move anywhere in L.A. and have respect in the city. And Greg, you might have sold 100, 200 million records, but you've never made an album like The Pimp a Butterfly with a self-conscious song for our culture like All Right, which was our generation's What's Going On for Marvin Gaye. So on a sales level, commercial level, you might be big, but on a lyrical level to hip-hop, you are nowhere near the level of what Kendrick Lamar means to hip-hop and our culture with the music that he puts off. And you talk about the Swifties. Taylor went to Kendrick Lamar and said she wanted to do a song with him because Good Kid, Mad City was her favorite album. So I'm just saying, leave it up to Taylor. She'll let you know.
All right.
Man, culture war going on.
Yeah, and, you know, he said leave his wife out. You know, you don't want this to turn really ugly. We've seen it before, Rob.
Just leave that out. Let's squeeze in another one. Israel and Coachella, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Israel?
I'm trashing Tim from the Inland Empire. He called in yesterday.
Yes,
I remember. He called in because... I forgot his take, but what I took from it is that he used to be a Lakers fan, but he hates LeBron more.
Right.
So what my take is to him is we don't need fake fans. We already have enough bandwagon fans. Once LeBron retires, go to the Lakers and stay there. Timmy?
All right. All
right.
Israel and Coachella.
Lakers fans, Rob.
Yes. We got something, Chris? I already told you. I'm just these play-in as the playoffs and stop playing. They can't just float around, Chris, and they're not stats that count in the playoffs, but they don't count in the regular season. Like, they got to go in one category. What, that didn't happen?
I totally agree. I don't understand what in the world they're doing with that. Trashing? I'm trashing Rob Parker.
Here we go.
Trashing my Wimby vote.
Oh, wow.
Wimby is blocking shots left and right. Wimby is blocking shots like Manute Bol, yet bringing the ball up, shooting threes, doing his thing, guarding on the perimeter. Rob G, who you trashing?
I'm trashing Kevin in Culver City. Just because Drake did a layup line at Kentucky and he's best friends with all these NBA players does not mean he's a person in sports. He should not be eligible for trash talk, Kevin. You know better than that.
We just let them go. You know what I mean? Right. We didn't want to
do
anything.
It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. We got an hour left. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.